Okay. Okay, we left off yesterday. We had a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir, whether Eidei Mesira Karshi or Eidei Chasima Karshi. What makes a get? Is it Eidei Chasima or is it Eidei Mesira? And Rabbi Meir is of the opinion Eidei Chasima Karshi, and Rabbi Elazar is of the opinion Eidei Mesira Karshi. So the Gemara has a whole discussion on Pei Vavim and Beis amongst the Amoraim. Really, it's like most of the Yomim on Pei Vavim and Beis as to whether we paskin like Rabbi Elazar or we don't paskin like Rabbi Elazar. Who do we paskin like? So the upshot of it is that we certainly paskin like Rabbi Elazar, and we already had that statement on Dal and Manalf in the Gemara that we paskin like Rabbi Elazar, begitten at least. The Gemara presents on Pei Vavim and Beis a machloikas and Amoraim. Do we paskin like Rabbi Elazar outside of Gittin, maybe even in Shar Shkaris? But the upshot being is certainly we paskin like Rabbi Elazar that Eidei Mesira is in fact Karsi. Okay. So yesterday we began with the Shitas HaRif. Let's take a look at the Rif inside now. At least at the Rif inside very quickly. We saw it very quickly. We have a lot to see today. Let's see the Rif inside. Okay? Yitzi, why don't you read the Rif again? Okay, let's see it inside real quick. Okay, the Rif has a certain approach to Rabbi Elazar. Go ahead. From where we left off. Go ahead, Yitzi. Okay? What? Yitzi, Elavadai. Yitzi Kol. Go ahead. Elavadai. Go ahead. Let's see the Rif. Go ahead. Elavadai. Oh, wherever you have Eidei Chasima, you don't need Eidei Mesira. Go ahead. Whenever you need Eidei Mesira, you don't need Eidei Chasima. Go ahead. One of them is enough. Ella. Hanimili. Bidiyevit. Inami. Psulin. If the Eidei Mesira turned out to be puzzled, then you could align Eidei Chasima. But that's all Bidiyevit. Really, throughout the Masechta, Rabbi Elazar says you need what? Eidei Mesira. Go ahead. The law I'm reading. Hello. Inun. It's a good gerushin with Eidei Chasima. Aval. Ideally, you need Eidei Mesira. Vehein what? That's a lashon of the Mishnah on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. The only reason why you sign Eidim is because Tikkun Olam Kedam Rinun. If the get's lost, you have Eidim Mesira there. Go ahead. And if Eidim Mesira die here, Maisi means die, not bring. Then you have Eidim Chasima. So the bottom line is, according to the Rif, is that the sheet is Af. Rabbi Elazar holds Af. According to the Rif, the psak is Rabbi Elazar holds af Eidei Mesira Karshi. And what I mean by af, I mean that both are acceptable. Af Eidei Mesira Karshi. This is the shita of the Rif. Af means that Eidei Chasima is just as good. But when I say just as good, it works. But what's ideal? Eidei Chasima Karshi Mawil. Eidei Chasima Karsi Mawil, and it's just as good, but really what's best is Eidei Mesira. That's what he says throughout the Masechta. So that's what I mean when I say the word Af. Even Eidei Mesira is good. Of course Eidei Chasima is good, but Eidei Mesira is better, and that's the ideal. That's why he's identified throughout the Masechta. Rabbeinu Ephraim argues, it's quoted by the Baal Mor and the Rosh, that it's Dafka. Within Rabbi Elazar, Rabbeinu Ephraim says, Dafka Eidei Mesira Karsi. It's a major machlekes. Okay. Now, what we had yesterday was as follows, okay? That the Ramban asked the Kasha on the Rif. The Ramban's Kasha on the Rif was based on our Gemara. The Gemara has a line that says that if you hold like Rebbe Elazar, you need lishma only on the what? Alex, on the ksiva. You don't need lishma on the chasima. Is that correct? Ask the Ramban, what do you mean? According to the Rif, it's either or. And that's the kasha that he asks. What is the Gemara's kasha? If you hold like Rebbe Elazar, chasim lishma you don't require, it's not true. Maybe I could give you a case, Adam, where there's no what? Eidi Mesira, then you need Eidi Chasima, and Eidi Chasima need to be done what? Lishma. So what on earth is the Gemara asking? That is the Rabban's Kasha on the Rif. Okay? And we gave various answers yesterday. We had three answers. Okay? But that is the Kasha. It's a very strong Kasha. Why can't you just be mukim it simply like that? Okay. The Rosh and the Balamor Karavin and Rina Fraim say, Dafka, he argues on the Rif. But within the Rif that says, Af, Frekta Kasha, how could it be? How could the Gemara ask, if you hold like Rebbe Elazar, you only need Ksiva Lishma, you don't need Chasima? What do you mean? If there's no Eidim Asira, the Chasima also has to be Lishma. That's the sheet of the Rif. Okay. So we had three Terutz from yesterday. Let's pick it up today with the Ran. Yitzi, go ahead. Let's see the Ran inside. Go ahead. Where I gave you in Seder. Go ahead. Let's see the Ran. Go ahead. Yes, please. Thank you. The Ran is extremely bothered by this. Please, let's see it inside. You can't tell me af. Doesn't appear in the whole Masechta, the word af. Rebbe Elazar all over, 8-9 times in Masechta's Gittin says, Eidim Mesira Karsi. Not once does it say af. The Ran says, I firmly believe that Rebbe Elazar only holds of what, Adam? Only Eidim Mesira. He does not hold of Eidim Chasima at all. None whatsoever. Doesn't exist in Rebbe Elazar's Shita. Go ahead. Oh, so what's the pshat in the Rif then? How can the Rif did say it's acceptable within Rebbe Elazar's Eidei Chasima? What's the pshat? Go ahead. Excellent. What does that mean? Because when the Mesira is given and it severs the relationship. Whether there are Eidei Chasima tells me that there was a Mesira. Go ahead, Umiata. Either were no Eidei Mesira, there are only Eidim signed on it. Go ahead. He said he wrote many Rayas earlier. Go ahead. Chas v'sholom doesn't mean the Eidei Chasima is Karsi. Doesn't mean that. Go ahead. Wow, the Eidei Chasima become it like Eidei Mesira. Because if there are Eidei Chasima, it is slam dunk that there was a Mesira done properly. The Eidei Chasima fill up our kit Eidei Mesira. Go ahead, Shaharei. The woman's holding a get. How did she get the get? Go ahead. Must be that the husband gave her the get in front of Edom. Go ahead. Ubi yadua. This is what I call, as told a few guys in Seder, the pop-out theory. It's like the Edom pop out of the star and say, aha, we are testifying that there was a proper Mesira from the husband to the woman in front of Edom. This is what the Ran says. So the Ran is an amazing shita. I want you to get this. The Ran really holds that this af is really watered down. And in reality, you can have Eidei Mesira in one of two ways. Literal Eidei Mesira, and you can have Eidei Mesira through the vehicle of Eidei Chasima, that by the fact that their Eidim signed on the get, and the woman is holding the get, it's like they pop out and they say, yes, it was given properly, don't worry. It's like 100% insurance policy. This is what the Ron suggests. Okay. If this is the case, then it would follow as then it would follow like this. Then in fact, the Ron will hold, and this is the Chiddush, that according to the Ron, what was the kasha that we asked? What was the kasha that we asked? That the Rabbin Ephraim asked. Not the Rabbin Ephraim. The Rabban asked on the Rif. And if you hold off, how could the Gemara say what? If you hold like Rabbi Lazar, you don't need what? Chasima lishma. Maybe it's a case where there's no Eidi Mesira and you need Eidi Chasima and they have to be done lishma. What's the answer? What's the answer to that kasha? According to the Ron, the answer to the kasha is as follows. The Eidi Chasima work as Eidi Mesira. And they are not what? What are the Eidi Chasima doing according to the Ron? What'd you say? They're just certifying that there was what? That they're Eidi Mesira. So do you think the Eidi Chasima ever have to be lishma? Are the Eidi Chasima making the shtar? Yes or no, according to the Ron? Why not, Eitan? Exactly, and therefore we can certify and assume that there was Eidi Mesira. So are the Eidi Chasima making the shtar? No. Therefore, do they have to be written lishma? No. Therefore, that's the answer to the kasha. The Rabban asks on the Rif, if you hold what? That Eidi Chasima is just as acceptable. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about when there's no Eidi Mesira, and the Eidi Chasima have to be done lishma. The answer is, the Eidi Chasima, according to the Ron, never have to be done lishma. Because all they are doing is certifying that they're Eidi Mesira. And therefore, since they're not making the shtar a shtar, there is no requirement ever, according to Rabbi Lazar, that the Eidi Chasima have to be signed lishma. Ever, according to the Ron's theory. And therefore, this is the Svara that Reb Shmuel Rozovsky explains, and therefore he says, this kasha is not even a kasha. This is not even a kasha. There should be no kasha at all of the Ron and the Rif. We could answer the Rabban's kasha very beautifully. Now, I just have a stira in the Ron. What's a stira? Because guess who also asked this kasha on the Rif? The Ron himself. So it's a stira in the Ron. The Ron himself in the Chidushim. You know, there's the Ron on the Rif, and there's the Chidushi Haran. The Ron in the Chidushim asks the same kasha as the Rabban does on the Rif. But we're answering the kasha based on the Ron on the Rif himself. So it's a steer in the Ron, Lamaisa. It's a steer in the Ron. This is what Reb Shmuel Rozovsky asks such a kasha. But that's a technical problem. One of my Rebbeim, Rav Avital Shlib, is a Rebbe in Shalvim, once said, it's very hard to ask steers in the Ron. Because maybe sometimes the Ron is quoting a shita, maybe he's not holding it himself. Okay? But here it's a little different. Here's the Chedushi Ron on the Ron himself. But nonetheless, I want you to get the terrors. Has everyone got this? Oh, one second, Eitan. Now, what is the mechanics of the Ron in the Rif? What are the mechanics of the Ron in the Rif? What do you mean? Okay. I said, you said, Rebbe, I said, a pop-out theory. What does it mean in Lumbus? What does that mean? So I gave you a Ksos. Does everyone have the Ksos? Does everyone have it? Okay, let's take a look at it inside. The Ksos is Masber the following. Does everyone have Membeis? Does everyone not have it? You don't have. I only have one from Membeis. You share with someone? Sorry, Seth, okay? You have what? You didn't get? Maybe you look on with someone, okay? Membeis. Did everyone else get? Membeis. I'm sorry, I don't have any extras, okay? Let's take a look. One second. Let's look inside. Yitzi, let's look in the Ksos now. The Ksos here in Simon Membeis Sifkat Nalef is Masber this Ron. Go ahead, Yitzi. Let's see it inside, all right? Let's go through it. Yitzi, read through it quick, but let's follow. Go ahead. Vidal.
The number
Oh. The Ron has another shita in the concept of Eidi Chasima without Eidi Mesira. What is the Ron's theory? Go ahead. Excellent. The Rebbe Lozer holds Eidi Chasima is good by getting a Kedushin, even if there's no Eidi Mesira. Go ahead. We should add on the Rambam also holds like this riff. Go ahead.
The Zel Lashono. This is an exact quote from the Ran. This is an exact quote from the Ran. Go ahead. Chas v'sholo, not that the Rif holds Edim is Edim Chesima Karsi. Rabbi Elazar doesn't hold Edim Chesima Karsi. Elo. We assume she got it in front of Edim. Go ahead. That's what we said. The pop out there. It's like they stood up. Lefize, go ahead. Oh, those are the key words. The Anan Sahadi. The Ksos says the Pshat in the Ran is Shach Miran Anan Sahadi. What does Anan Sahadi mean? We the world testify. It's like automatic Edim. Aaron pointed out very nicely in Seder. Where do we have Anan Sahadi before Sukkos? Migu. Remember when we did the Rabbah Chana by Migu? Either it's Beirer or Koach HaTaina. What was Beirer? Anan Sahadi. I could have made a better lie. They're from believed on Clay May. That was an Anan Sahadi. Beirer. This is the same thing. If the pop-out theory is based on an Anan Sahadi, this woman couldn't have gotten a get unless it was done properly. Unless it was given in front of Adam Asira. Go ahead. Oh. Let's say I could forge the signatures. What's the din, the Ksos says? Go ahead. Why wouldn't it be possible if I could forge the signatures? Because in this case, I know for sure there are 8A what? 8A Mesira. There would be, if I know for sure there are 8A Mesira, I don't care about them being forged signatures. Go ahead. Even though the 8A Mesira L'Chachila have to read the get. Oh, that's only L'Chachila. That's a very important din too, I want you to know. You would think the Edim Asir would have to read the get before it's given from the man to the woman. L'chachila, they have to read it. Bidi Evid, it's kosher. We assume everything inside of it is fine. Very interesting. Go ahead. Vayin Shamba, Shri Pirik Vey Simitet Zayin Uberan. Go ahead. Excellent. If it's easily forgeable, if we know that what? There was a Mesira, we could care less. It's kosher. But where it's a problem is the punchline. Go ahead. Oh, excellent, Yitzi. What does the Ksos say? Where does this Anan Sahadi germinate from? The fact that you have kosher and nechassima. If the nechassima are easily forgeable, is it acceptable? If you know for sure the Eid Mesira, the Eid Mesira are standing in front of our face, then it's fine. But if you only know that Eid Mesira from Eid Chassima, but the Eid Chassima are forgeable, then it's not acceptable. The Anan Sahadi has to be born from what? Material where it's not forgeable. There are certain things that are forgeable. Certain documents, certain types of paper, the Gemara says, are forgeable. So if you don't know the Reid Mesira, and you're relying on the fact of Reid Chasima based on an Anan Sahadi, well, if they're forgeable Reid Chasima, then it's not acceptable. So what we want to bring out is that the Ksos shot in the Ran David is based on an Anan Sahadi. You got me? Based on an Anan Sahadi. This is the Ksos' theory within the Ran. And we point out it's a steer in the Ran, because the Chiddush Ran has the same kasha of the Rabbana on the Rif. But if you're the Ran and the Rif, you can answer it. This is the Anan Sahadi theory. Now I want to do another Ksos now. I didn't give it to you, but I photocopied it. Yossi, please pass this out very quickly. There's another Ksos based on this Ran. Okay? Thank you. There's another Ksos based on this Ran. There is a halachah. Whenever there's Gittin or Kiddushin, you need what? Eidim. What are those Eidim called? What are those Aidim called by Gittin Kedushin? Lekiyum Yadok. Without Aidim and Gittin Kedushin, the get and Kedushin is not acceptable. Okay? Now, as you said, I don't know, maybe you've already been in Aidim Kedushin. What happens in the following case? You're about to be an Aid on the Kedushin, under the Chuppah. The Chosin is going to what? Put the ring on the Kala's finger, and all of a sudden there's this big husky photographer that comes in there and blocks you. It almost happened to me once. Then, by the time you take a look, you're an Aid Kedushin, you see the ring's already on her finger, but you did not see the Nesinas HaTabas. Is that acceptable or not? Halach l'maisa. Almost happened to me once. That's basically what we're saying. They're 80 yediyah. 80 yediyah. Are 80 yediyah acceptable? Aidim of like an umdudah. But you didn't see it 100% slam dunk. Is that acceptable? Take a look at this ksos. Okay? All right, I'm going to read this one. Simin Sadi Aleph Sifkot Vav. Take a look inside. V'im Yesh Hochacha Ayin Bei Shmuel B'Ivna Ezer. Does everyone have it? Simin Mem Beis Sifkot Yud Beis Shekosov Im Tabas B'Yodo. The ring is in the finger of the Chosin. V'omer Harayam HaKudesh Shlib Tabatzu. And he says Harayam HaKudesh Shlib Tabatzu V'lo Rohu Eidim Nesina. The Eidim did not see the Nesina. Rak Kimat Rega Tabas B'Yodo. But the second later the ring is on her finger. It's not enough. Is it enough that he gave it to her? So take a look. Leman de Amar Eidi Kedushin. Ein Srichin Drisha V'Chakira. According to the Man de Amar Eidi Kedushin, do not need Drisha V'Chakira Lidin Mamas Domi. Ken Kemokan B'Chabola Motzim Mamon Huadin Shamis Kadeshis. Through an Umdana, it's acceptable. Why not? Through a numdun, it's acceptable. Ubetumim sifkon yadal heishiv dibdimonus lo ibrisari lo shakri. By dini momentus, what are Aidim? What are Aidim's job by dini momentus? What are Aidim's job by dini momentus? This is by kedushin. Aidus lekiyum yadar. By dini momentus, what are Aidim for? I wanted you to see that gemara. We'll get to it later, Mr. Shemeshir. Lo ibru lo ibrisari mineta el lo shakri. What does that mean? Aidim are just livrurei adavim. Livrurei adavim. If I lend money to Michael, and I don't have Aidim at the loan, does Michael still owe me the money? Yes or no? If I lend Michael money, and there were no Aidim, does he still owe me the money? Of course. It's just a good idea to get Aidim so he doesn't play any games with me. Right? They're not likuva. Aidim's livrurei adavim means it's not lo likuva. By getting the kedushin, if you don't have Aidim there, it's not a good getter kedushin. So he starts off saying, I want you to get this. In the photographer case, he starts off saying that Beis Shmuel says it's fine. But what does he say to Tumim? Take a look. By Dine Momenus, the Anan Sahari is good. Mashen can be kedushin. Gzeres a melech. Hamekadosh b'li Aidim shein kedushin chal and klal. Who cares if you can, you know? Emes dinishkacha. Aval atayret zvicha Aidim. Ayin shal. What does the Tumim say? The ring, the photographer case should be good by b'dinim omenis. It shouldn't be acceptable by getting the kedushin. Right? Getting the kedushin, you need Aidim to see the maisa. I don't care from today to tomorrow. You know that Chassan was the only guy who gave her the ring. There's no one else in the room that had a ring. I don't care. The Aidim have to see it. So we have a machlokes between who? Let's get it down. Between the Beis Shmuel and the Drisha, the photographer case, is it good? Beis Shmuel says it's good. The Drisha says it's bad. Photographer case by Kedushin. Okay? Oh. Look what the Ksos says. He defends the Beis Shmuel. The Ein Zu Tshuva. Daha Haran beperka magarish Aran Kosov Lashita Sarif Vaharivin Disviru Drolazar Aidim Asira Karsi Vedi Hasima Nami Karsi The Zelashon Hosham, same thing. He quotes the same thing. Caresses. Just the same quote of the rod. Kol sheish einim bedavar ben shem einim amasir atzma ol aguf adavar. Umi ata mashemoda rabbelozer to get a chosum eri chasima chorus la mishum nesviru eri chasima karsi. What have I said twice? We'll say it a third time. Chas v'sholom that what the rabbelozer holds what eri chasima karsi. Elo she amasir chorusis kevin sheish einim alikra adavar. Davle eri chasima ke einim amasir. Sure, I get yotzim itach ziyado beinim alol biyaru shabal masula. Nimsu kiimu in atzma einim amasir vayin sham im ke. By the photographer case, Hachanami, Kevin Shiadua Le'edim Halalu Shibavadai Masala Piyadia Havile Edim Mamish. Oh, so what does he say? He says, I agree with who? The Beis Shmuel, that the photographer case is good. Why? Because just like the pop up theory, the pop out theory is based on Adat Sahadi. So too the photographer case in Anan Sa'adi is just as good. Seth, you follow what I'm saying? If the pop-up theory of Anan Sa'adi is good for what? Eide Chasima to verify that there was Eide Masira, let the photographer case be just as good. You hear what I'm saying? He's utilizing the Ran, our Ran, to be Masbir, why the photographer case would be just as good. And he says, Amnam Divrei Beis Shmuel Einam Mukhrach Ani Esdaiti, he says, the cave in the Bishasha Masala Satabas Loro Adim in Ken Havili Din Mikadish Adim Achoria Getter. The Filu Ro Adim is a Mysa came to him Loro Sa Adim came on the Scabla Kadishan Gmuru Kavur, Simon Membes. This might be a bit of a problem, he says. What happens if there are Adim behind a fence and the Chosin and Kala don't see the Adim and the Chosin gives the Kala a ring? Is that good? No. Because since the Chosin and Kala didn't realize there were Adim around, it means they weren't serious for Kadushan. So here the Ksos is bothered by this photographer case. Maybe the Chosin saw this gigantic fellow and he knew that he was blocking the Adim, so the Chosin wasn't serious about the Kedushin. So he says, that's another point you got to deal with. But Hachanami says, Avagav Shiro Kimat Rega came to Mishat Kedushin. Even though the Chosin knows that the Adim are going to see it on the woman's finger a second later, but they know, the Chosin and Kala know, that they did, the Adim didn't see the Maisa. So this is very important. So I wanted you to. This is what I wanted to say. And sure, even though I didn't get it to you, didn't say it. That the Ksos, in another place, in Simon Sadi, utilizes this Ron to say, in the photographer case, is it a good Kedushin? You're the Rav, you have to paskin. Lefi the what? Lefi the Drisha? What's the din? I'm sorry, Lefi the Beis Shmuel? It's good. Lefi the Beis Shmuel, he paskin, it's good. Lefi the Tumim, it wasn't good. Why? Because Lefi the Tumim, for din in Mamanus, it's good. All you need is Levuri Adam. Is to clarify that it was done. But given the Kedushin, you mean on the Maisa. And there were no Adam on the Maisa. No good Kedushin. Who does the Ksos Paskin like? Like who? Like the Beis Shmuel. How does he defend the Beis Shmuel? Because there's a Ron in Gittin, our Ron, that says an Anan Sahadi is acceptable to be Masber, why Eni Chasim is good. It's an Anan Sahadi that there's Eni Masira. So I can utilize this Anan Sahadi also for the photographer case as well. But then the Ksos backs out for a different point. What was the different point he backs out on? He says, I'm not sure the Chosin and Kala's Kavano was there. Because maybe they saw this Husky photographer and they knew this photographer was blocking them from seeing. So maybe the Chosin and Kala weren't serious. Just like they're behind the fence. I remember it was 7-8 years ago. This guy came, so I had to go like this, over his shoulder, to see the ring. See the Satavas. Now, to Paskin Halacha L'maisa, we would probably say it's good anyway, because the Chosin and Kala didn't think that the photographer would block, and they had Kavan in mind for the Kedushin. But what I want to bring out is this theory of the Ron. The Ron's theory, according to Ksos, is based on Anan Sahadi and a Chapsa Nafkamin in this photographer case as well. that we must get. Yeah, Yossi, go ahead.
Because by getting the Kiddushin, you need L'Kiyumi Adabra.
And if an Eidi Chasima works for this, for getting. That's what the Ron's saying. For getting, you need Eidi. Where are the Eidi? Eidi Chasima are 100% the Eidi. Where are they? Popov theory. They're there. It's an Anan Sahadi. Anan Sahadi is good enough to fulfill the Eidi's L'Kiyumi Adabra. Let it be good for the photographer case as well. But Eidi Yedia, this is what he's saying. Eidi Yedia is good.
His proof is the other way.
He's just saying you don't need Drisha V'Chakirin, that's all. It's a different point that maybe we'll get into tomorrow when we get to the next Nisus. But for our purposes now, what I want you to, it's a good point to bring up, Eidi Yedia are good to fulfill Eidi's L'Kiyumi Adabra. It's a very good point what Yossi brought up. That's what you see from this Ron based on the Anan Sahadi. Eidi Yedia is like circumstantial evidence. You don't know 100%. Is that good? It's an Anan Sahadi. Do the Eidi Chasima know? I'll be halacha. Halachically, we're assuming the Eidi Masira through the Eidi Chasima. I'll be halacha, the photographer case, we're assuming the Chasim gave it to the Kaaba. Is that acceptable? Yes, it is. If you don't have the point of the Ksosa, maybe they didn't have Kavana. The Tumim didn't buy it, though. The Tumim says not acceptable. Lot like Yossi saying. The Tumim saying the Eidi Yedia is not Eidi's L'Kiyumi Adabra. It's not good enough. The Tumim says, I don't care from today until tomorrow. You could bet millions of dollars that it was the Chasim. We never would bet because we always say gambling's awesome. But you know what? You know for sure it's the Chasim. The bottom line is, what is the Tumim's Lashon? It's a Gzeiris HaMelech. You have to see the Maisa Kedushin. You didn't see the Maisa Kedushin. Okay? Very well. Oh. So what emerges now? This is the first shot in who? Who's this the first shot in? The Ron, the Ksosis shot. Oh. There is a different shot though. Let's get it. A second shot. Let's get it. Second shot in the Ron. The Ksosis, the first shot in the Ron, there is a second shot. Who is the second shot? The second shot is as follows. The second shot, and this is the Chiddush, okay? This is the Chiddush. The second shot, Lamaisa, is as follows. Reb Chaim, the Rav's grandfather, Zatzal, said a different shot. Reb Chaim says, B'shem, and it's quoted by the Birka Shmuel and the Stipler, the Kavanah of the Ran is that the Baal was mitzava them to write a shtar, and the shtar was given to the husband, and then now the shtar was given to the woman, and they know that there was a Mesirah, even though they didn't see the Mesirah. Because this is a halacha of Das HaMeschayev. Do you remember we discussed Das HaMeschayev at the beginning of the year? What makes a shtar a shtar? Das HaMeschayev, the guy that is indebting himself, he's giving the Kiddush to the shtar. Remember we said from the Balamor? What did the Balamor say? What do we say from the Gittin on Ayin Aleph and Aleph? We have to chazer all, but what did it say? Mi PM, v'lo mi pi ksovim. Edim can't testify through a document. They have to verbalize it. How do you have a shtar? What was the Balamor's answer? Mi pi ksovo. That if the Edim write it based on the tzivui of who? Of the Mischayev, then that gives what? That gives validity to the shtar. Das HaMischayev makes a shtar a shtar. So says Reb Chaim, all the Eidi Chasima are doing is that there was Das HaMeschayev. And that's the Lashon of Reb Chaim. The Lashon of Reb Chaim is exactly that. That when the Ron says the Eidi Chasima are the Eidi Mesira, they know the Baal is mitzava them to write a shtar. And the shtar was given over to the husband, and the husband gave it to the woman. Even though they didn't see the Mesira. There's a din that the Eidim are being made on Das HaMeschayev. And when the shtar is found, Biyad HaMakabel, the woman, they're considered to be Eidim on the Mesira. Lefizeh. Are the Eidim a fundamental part of the get or not? What would you say? What would you say? Do the Eidim have to be a fundamental part or not? Yes. And they would have to be written Lishmo. they would have to be signed lishmo. The shtar that's found beyond a mekabel, the Eidei Chasima become the Eidei Mesira through their signing, their Chasima becomes a chelik of the get. It's like the Torah. And that has to be done what? It would have to be done lishmo. It would have to be done lishmo. Halacha lemaisa. It would have to be done lishmo. So that's a different shot. That's a different shot in the Ran. That's a different shot in the Ran. That's a pshat sheni baran. Okay? This is Reb Chaim's pshat in the Ran. And therefore, what we're saying, it's das ha-mischayiv. If this is the case, that it's considered to be das ha-mischayiv, that's the chiddush lemaisa that we have in the Ran, lemaisa. Okay? That's the chiddush that we have in the Ran. Lefizeh lemaisa, we understand why, in fact, the kasha of the Ran was asked. Remember we said that there was a steer in the Ran, right? We don't have an answer for it. We don't have an answer for it if you hold Anan Sahadi. But we said it's a technical. I'm saying if you take this approach, though, in the Ran, the Reb Chaim Das Mischayev B'Ran, then you have no what? You have no steer in the Ran. Because the Ran was asking, you better believe the Ksiva should be done Lishma. You better believe the Chasima should be done Lishma, rather. What was the Gemara's Kasha? What was the Rabban's? What was the Gemara's Kasha originally, Seth? According to Rabbi Elazar, you should require what? Ksiva Lishma, you don't need Chasima Lishma. What do you mean? Maybe there's no Eidei Mesira the Rabban asks on the Rif, Af, and the Eidei Chasima should need Lishma. How do you get that Kasha out of your mouth? You know how you get that Kasha out of your mouth? Because what are the Eidei Chasima affirm that there is das and mischayev. So the meila sarich liyos lishma. It has to be lishma. So now you understand the kasha very well if that's your approach in Iran. The kasha is a great kasha because it should be lishma. They have to be lishma. See, according to the Ksosa pshat that is based on Anan Sahadi, right? They don't have to be done lishma. They're not the fundamental guys in the shtar. Sefi Chaptis, what I'm pointing out is that what we're saying today is a fourth answer. We gave a fourth answer to the Kasha of the Rabban on the Rif. We answered Lefi the Ran. But we pointed out there's a sphere because the Ran himself was the one who asked the Kasha, along with the Rabban. So we answered according to the Ran on the Rif, there's no Kasha. So it's a sphere. Okay. Fine. We have a fourth answer. Aaron, what I'm pointing out, that's according to the Ksosis version of the Ran, that it's Anatzadi. If it's Anatzadi, they don't have to be done Lishma. Because the Eidei Chasima are approving and certifying that there was Eidei Mesira. But if they're approving the Eidei Mesira, then they themselves don't have to be Lishma. If you take Reb Chaim's version of the Ksos, Reb Chaim's version of the Ran, that the Eidei Chasima are what? Are certifying that there was Das Mischayev. They mamish are the Eidei Mesira. So if they mamish are they in the Mesira, you better believe they had to be written what? Written Lishma. And therefore you understand the Chiddush Ran asked the Kasha great on the Rif. Okay, now I'm not solving the sphere in the Ran. I'm just saying that you understand the Kasha great. What I'm saying is as follows. There are two pshatim in the Ran and the Rif. The Ksosis pshat and Reb Chaim's pshat. According to the Ksosis pshat, you can answer the Kasha that the Ran himself and the Rabban asked on the Rif. According to Reb Chaim's pshat, the kasha is a great kasha. And you'll have to rely on the three answers that we gave yesterday. You understand what I'm saying? Alex, you got me? There are two pshatim in the Ran. According to Ksosa's version, then we can answer the kasha. We have a fourth answer of the Rabban and the Ran's kasha. Why? There's a steer in the Ran? Okay, I don't have an answer to that kasha. Maybe you could say like Rav Mital. You can't ask the steer in the Ran. According to Reb Chaim's version in the Ksos, according to Reb Chaim's version in the Ran, the Kasha is a great Kasha. You better believe the Chasimas have to be done Lishma, because they are what? They are proving that it was Das HaMischayev. They are proving that there was Das HaMischayev. If they're proving that it's Das HaMischayev, then you better believe they're the fundamental part of the get, and they have to be written what? Have to be written Lishma. Okay, everyone chap this? This is not a fifth answer. It's only the fourth answer of if you hold like the Ksosis pshat. And then we had the other Ksos that we wanted to see how the other Ksos uses the Ran about the Anan Sahadi. But if you don't use the Svar of Anan Sahadi, they're actually being named. Eidei Chasima, it is a pop-up theory. It's a pop-up theory saying that we have Das Mishayev, that in fact he has what? He has commanded this get and given it. Yeah, Yossi, go ahead.
Das Mishayev is, when they sign the Das Mishayev,
that the husband is getting this, propelling this whole thing, process getting going.
So then why are they considered Eidei Mesir then?
Because what does this process mean? He's been misguided himself to give a get, to write up a get, and to give a get. And they are being made that he has given everything, because the woman is holding it. That's the Lashon of Reb Chaim. That's what he says. The Lashon of Reb Chaim is that the din, the Eidim, Eidim al Das Mishayev, and when the get is being held by the woman, they are Eidim on the Mesirah. The Eidei Chasima become like the Eidim Mesirah, Eidei Chasimasim. The Chasimasim is the chelik of the get. They are mamish part of the get. You follow me? It's not just technically we assume it got done. That's the Ksosis shot. According to Reb Chaim, it got done. It is done. You understand what I'm saying? It's not just an umduna. You know what an umduna is? An assumption, evaluation. That's the Ksosis theory. That's an Anan Sahadi. No, we are saying it got done. We are testifying that Das HaMishayev right now. If you say like Reb Chaim, then the kasha was a great kasha. Then you should require lishma when there is no Eidei Mesirah, right? Why does the Gemara say, according to Blos, you don't need Eidei lishma in the chasima? Maybe there's no Eidei Mesirah, you need lishma in the chasima. They're the fundamental part. So I'm just saying, I want you to get that down in your notes. According to the Ksos's version of the Ron, then we have another answer to the kasha, a fourth kasha. A fourth thirds to the kasha of the Rabban and the Kedusha Ron on the what? On the Rif. The Ron on the Rif, according to Ron on the Rif, we have an answer. And then we have a bit of a steer. So then why did the Kedusha Ron ask the kasha? Okay. Maybe you can't ask steers. According to Reb Chaim's version of the Ron, you have a great kasha. The kasha remains. How are you going to answer that kasha? We had three other terutzim earlier. Yesterday in Shir. Okay? But this is the theory that I want you to get, this Anan Sahadi. The difference between Anan Sahadi and Reb Chaim's version of what? Of the Ron. That's the Chiddush we want to bring out. Okay. Very well. Now, let's move to what? Let's move to the Tysus now. The next Tysus I want you to see. Okay? Let's see the next Tysus. Okay. Let's see inside the next Tysus. Back to Gimel of Beis. And this introduces another topic called Ksav Yodo. Okay? Alright, go ahead. Seth, let's see the Tysus. Go ahead. Give him a little base. Let's go. Next Tysus. Go ahead. Right. We said that there are three Gittin that are Pasul, meaning that what? They are Pasul in the Rabbanon, Bidiyavid, they are Kosher. Go ahead. And the Vlad is Kosher. Go ahead. Oh, what's Tosus bothered by? Reb Meir has a famous statement. Anytime you go away from what? The coinage of the Chachamim that they require, what's the din? The Vlad is a mamzer. So how can you tell me that the mission of Shlosha Gittin Psulim is according to who? Reb Meir, anytime you veer off what the Chum say, it should be Pasul. And the get should be a mamzer. The Vlad should be a mamzer. Don't tell me the Vlad is kosher. How could it be? And if you looked up that Gemara, I hope you saw it. The Gemara says black on white on pei vavim and aleph towards the bottom of the yomim that the Gemara establishes that Mishnah like who? Like Reb Meir. How could it be? The Vlad should be mamzer. Go ahead, Seth. Very good. What happens to be the coinage of that Mishnah is to be what? That the Vlad should not be a mamzer. Go ahead. Aye, but Reb Meir says, Kosev b'chsav yodo, veina lavedim. What's the first of those three cases? Are there any signatures on that? Yes or no? Kosev b'chsav yodo, veina lavedim. Are there any signatures? No. How can Reb Meir say it's good? Isn't the Kosev b'chasam, which we were masber yesterday, based on the Chassam Sofer, everyone has that Chassam Sofer? Because it says, because of Lachrisis, right? Remember, we were always bothered that for many years, we said from the Chassam Sofer, why is it because of the Chassam? Sam Sofer says it should have said v'kas of law krisus b'sefer, like it says by the Megillah Sota in Parshas Noso, v'kas of ha'koin ha'alos b'sefer. Since the Torah says v'kas of law sefer krisus, it's much more you're writing something and already something written. What does that mean? You have something written already? If you're writing something and something's already written, must be you're writing the what? The signatures. Excellent. That was the Chiddush. That's how Reb Meir saw v'chasam. Oh, so go ahead. Right, underline that line many, many times. Ein lecha chasima gedola mizu. Oh, so what does he mean here now? Let's get this. What does this mean? What does Tosis say? How can the mission of Kosev B'Chsav Yadavein Levein be according to Reb Meir? Seth, if the Vlad is, Vlad should be Bamzer. Why is the Vlad Kosher? Because why? Because his writing is like a signature. The Baal's writing is like a signature itself. And therefore, a mayor fulfills his mandate of a chasim. This is an amazing chiddush. Ein lecha chasima gedol mizu. But you got to ask yourself the following. Why is that? Why is it that when the husband writes up the get himself, is it considered to be ein lecha chasima gedol mizu? Why? Why is that okay? And according to a mayor, the vlad is not a mamzer because you fulfilled the chasim. Why is that? What is the pshat lemaisa in the taisis? You ask yourselves, when he says, Ein lecha chasima gedol mizu, what does he mean? What is the pshat lemaisa? This is a tremendous chiddush. Tremendous chiddush that Tosis is saying. Really, it should have been Vlad Mamzer, but here the Vlad is kosher, because you fulfill the shita. Why is it pasul lechachila? Let's just mention that quickly. You got to ask yourself, lemaisa, if it's such a great thing, then why is it even pasul lechachila? What's the answer to that? I saw this phrase, it's Ein lecha chasima gedol mizu, should even be kosher lechachila. All these cases are three gittin psulim that are pasul lechachila. So that, lemaisa, is because of the following. That is because it's pasul because there's no date. The next taisus we'll see tomorrow, Blinetter. Whenever you don't have a date, you can write any date you want on it. So it looks, you know what I mean? We're worried about when this gate would get really happen. So we have to pasul it mineral butter. Because there's no date on it. There's no date on it, we're a little bit weary about it. Okay? First, so that's why it's possible in the Rabbanan.
The first but case has date.
What'd you say?
The first case of Tosos.
No, it's, we assume Lamaisa, it's like there's no Zman. That's what the next Tosos is going to talk about. We're going to see, okay? Because since you're in charge, there's a date, you're right, Yossi, I'm sorry. Thank you for correcting me. There is a date, but we don't know if the date is real. Since he's in charge, he can write any date he wants. So that's an important point I want you to just get down. We're not going to see the next taisa today, tomorrow, Bez Hashem. But lemaisa, get down. You see, once you see that phrase, Ein lecha chasima gedol mizu, it should be kosher even lechatchila. It's possible in the Rabbana because the guy can write any date he wants, which might not be the true date. Okay. But the point at hand that we have to be masbir is, what does it mean, Ein lecha chasima gedol mizu? Oh, what does it mean? One sec, John. Let's look at Rashi. I wanted you to see on Pei Vav Amud Aleph. Okay? Everyone take a look. Now, I was always bothered by this Rashi. Okay? I was always bothered by this Rashi as to whether Rashi is saying two things, two terutzim, or one. Okay? Rav Lichtenstein Shlitit. Everyone knows Rav Lichtenstein, right? The Rashiv of Gush, the Rav's son-in-law. He interpreted this Rashi as being two terutzim. Now, whenever you have two terutzim, what do you usually look for? In Inami, right? Inami or Va'od. Rashi doesn't say either, but the way he interprets is with their two terutzim. This Rashi will answer the kasha that I asked you. Why is it that if the husband writes up a get, it's acceptable minyaraisa without any aid? What do you mean, Ein lecha chasima gedol mizu? Okay, Seth, read the Rashi there. On Pei Vav Amud Aleph on the Mishnah. The Mishnah there is just the case of Shlosha Gittin Psulim, which is quoted verbatim in our Gemara. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, so what does Rashi say? Rashi says our mission is not like Remeir. Very, very strange. Because the Gemara says later on that daf that it's a Liban Remeir. Tosus just got through saying it. No. Go ahead. Huh? Oh, so Rashi asks on himself. But there is an opinion in the Gemara that established that Mishnah according to Remeir. Does everyone have it? Pay Vavim and Aleph on the Mishnah. Right? Rashi starts off saying according to Remeir, the Vlad should be Mamzer. But I told you the Gemara says it's not even a Remeir. The Vlad's Kosher, the Mishnah said. Go ahead, Seth. Ikel Lameimar. Now what's Ikel Lameimar? A Teretz, right? Go ahead. Oh! Yesh Klal. A famous rule. The Gemara writes in Kedushin Samachayim Beis. Hodas Valdin Kenea Eidim Domi. What does that mean? If I go over to Michael and I say, Michael, I want you to know something. I owe you $500,000. Michael says, Rebbe, thank you very much. I'm very appreciative. I'm glad you were so honest. Do I have to pay him or not? There are no two Adam that came forward that saw me what borrow. The answer is that the litigant himself, the admission of the litigant is like 100 Adam. That's in Kedushin on Samech Heim and Beis. You know what the marker for that klal is? You know what the marker for that klal is? Rashi says in Kedushin on Samech Heim and Beis, it's a pusuk. Ki hu zeh. The ksos, another ksos, a third ksos today. The ksos, I think it's Simon Lamedalin, says that Rashi lit up the eyes of the world. Literally. Lit up the eyes of the world when he gave the marker for Hodas Baldin Kamei and Abdomi. He lit up the eyes of the world. It wasn't the home run, right? Lavdalev of those, right? By Huntley, the Phillies, right? Or Ryan Howard. It wasn't that. It was the Ksois. It was Rashi lit up the eyes of the world. How do you lit up the eyes of the world? Because Rashi says, Ki hu zeh. What does Ki hu zeh mean? Everyone familiar with Motiv and Miksas? If Michael says, Rebbe, you owe me 100. I say, yes, I owe you money, but only 50. What do I have to do in the other 50? Take a what? Shvuah. What makes me pay 50? What made me pay 50? My hodah. So Motiv and Miksas, which is Machayim, the Shvu on the second 50, but why do I have to pay the first 50? Because I admitted to it. So that's the Pusik is telling me that Chiddush. Not only do I have to take a Shvu on the second 50, but it's telling me on the first 50 I have to pay based on my own admission. Rashi lit up the eyes of the world. Ki hu zeh. You got me? That is the Chiddush of Hodas Baldin Kamei and Dami. That is the marker. That's what Rashi says. Okay? Once you say like this, that is the marker of Hodas Baldin Kamei and Dami, and there is such a cloud, why is writing a get, if a husband writes the get, why is that acceptable? Why is that acceptable? According to Remeir, don't you need Adam to sign on it? What's the answer, Aaron? This is the first answer, Rashi. Please get it. Why is Ksav Yodo kosher by a get? What does Rashi say? Odas Baldin Kameidim Dami. You got it? That is the first answer of Rashi. When Tosas says, Ein lecha chasima gadol mizu, why is that acceptable? Because Odas Baldin Kameidim Dami. That is the first answer of Rashi. Now Rav Lichtenstein wanted to say that there's a second answer. Seth, go Leichter. Go ahead. Svirulei. The Mishnah cannot be going according to Rabbi Lazar because Rabbi Lazar, go ahead. Right, Rabbi Lazar argued on the Sefer. Rabbi Lazar was the one that said if there's no Adam, as long as you get in front of Adam, it's kosher. So the Tanakhama can't be Rabbi Lazar. Ella. Ah, Here Rav Lichtenstein says that Rashi is saying a second teretz. What's a second teretz? Seth, what's a second teretz? What do you say? To exerce a kosov of what? The kosov. The kosov, finished. There's a exerce a kosov, Seth, that says the kosov. If the husband writes it finished, it's good. That's what he says. See, you see, Rashi doesn't say inami or va'od. But he comes up with a new svara here. Now, what's the new svara? The kosov. There's a kosov. It's not a svara. Go ahead. Elakim niksav yonahu v'kosov v'nosan karina be. V'avagav, go ahead. Oh, it's kosher min ha'tera. Who, me, you? Oh, why did the Rabbanan apostle it? Because if you allow this case, they're going to allow a ksav sofer, right? They're going to allow a ksav sofer without any edim on it, which is crazy. That is definitely not good, Minat Torah. Ksav sofer without any edim on it, without any mesira. Go ahead. So you can't get married with Achilu with this get? She can't? Go ahead. If she got married with the get, had kids of Lats Kosher. Go ahead. Avak ksav. Excellent. Oh, so you got to underline this Rashi like 25 times. This Rashi. Because this is two teirutz in this Rashi why ksav yonu is good by get. The two teirutz are a svar of odas baldin, which Rashi gave a marker kedushin, and the svar of the kasafla. That is why ein lecha chesima gedolim izu. One of those two approaches. One of those two approaches you could take as to why, in fact, Sav Yodo is acceptable by what? Is acceptable by get. Okay? Now, there's a bit of a problem with this. What's a bit of a problem? The first teretz of Rashi. Because I wanted you to see the Gemara in Kedushin. Did you get a chance to see the Gemara in Kedushin on Samech Hamed Beis? What was the case there in Kedushin Samech Hamed Beis? Someone get a chance to see it? If you're Mekadosh with an Eid Echad, what's all Lachim? No two Eidim, an Eid Echad. The Gemara says, my Havallah. What's the Psak? Oh. So what does Gemara say? Let's get it. Let's get it down. Rav Kahana Amar Ein Choshesh in the Kedushin. Rav Kahana says it's nothing. Rav Papa Amar Choshesh in the Kedushin. Rav Papa says you're Choshesh. Amar Le Rav Ashi Le Rav Kahana. You, Rav Kahana, say it's nothing. My Daitcha. The alaf the dover mi mamo. Imal lahalan odas baldin kameinim dami. Afkan odas baldin kameinim dami. Why do you say it's not good? Even if you don't have any edim. If the chassan and kal admit they're married, it should be good enough. Just look by dini mamon, so odas baldin is good, right? Please get this. Amar le hasam lo kachayv lachrini. Hacha kachayv lachrini. Odas baldin is not acceptable if you're going to cause someone else detriment. Chayav lachrini. If I admit to Mike I owe him $1 million, I'm not causing anyone loss. If a chassan and kala admit that they're married, why is it not acceptable, Seth?
Says Rashi, kachayav lachrini, shekrova sen esrubo v'krova nesarba.
Once a couple's married, he's usher to her relatives, she's usher to his relatives. You're messing other people up by admitting you're married. And therefore, hodas baldin is not acceptable when you're messing other people up. Black on white, the Gemara Kedushin Samech Hamed Beis. Yaakov, you follow me? Hodas baldin is not acceptable if you mess someone else up. If the chassan and kal admit they're married, she can't marry his relatives. He can't marry hers. That's causing a detriment to others. Whereas in the case of Dini Mamonis, you're not causing a chiyuv to anyone. This is a very important rule, the Gemara says. So I have a kasha to you. Go ahead, Aaron. What are you going to ask me? What I was going to ask you, go ahead. Excellent. How on earth? Excellent. How on earth can Rashi say ksav yado, which is what our Tosas is saying, ein lecha chesima gadol mizu, either based on hodas baldin or based on the kosov? What are you hodas baldin? Who are you messing up? Aaron. She can't marry who? Kohanim. She can't marry Kohanim. The Kohanim want to marry this woman, maybe. By admitting she's a divorcee, you're messing other people up. This is the kasha. This is a difficult kasha. Very difficult kasha. Why is this not considered to be chiyuv lachrini? So what do you want to say? Go ahead, John.
You're saying you're messing the Kohanim up?
Yeah, you're being mechayev acherim. You're messing her up, too. Okay, you're right. Well, the Kohanim can't marry her, and you're messing her up. She can't marry Kohanim. Why is this acceptable?
She's not married.
I can't hear you.
Whether she was a get or not, once she got married.
Oh, okay, everyone's saying good. But let's just, before we get to that point, how would you say that? Is that a direct? How would you say that, Seth? It's really indirect. Once she becomes divorced, then she's ushered to Kohanim. It's like not direct. I could easily respond and save Rashi and say, you know what? That's not a direct Chayav Lachrini. You know what I'm saying? The fact that she's divorced, then indirectly now she's ushered to Kohanim. You hear what I'm saying? When it comes to Kedushin, what is the description of Kedushin? This woman is only mutter to her chasan, to no other man in the world. That's part of the definition of Kedushin. She's usher to everyone else. Usher kuli alma kawat, kehekdish, like the Kedushin daf beis and beis, and she's mutter to her chasan. That's the description of Kedushin. The description of Gerushin is, how would you describe Gerushin? Now she's usher to Kohanim? Of course not. They're no longer living as a couple. She's mutter to the whole world. There's a side point that she's usher to Kohanim. You hear what I'm saying? That's what Rav Lichtenstein wanted to say himself. Let's get that down. That's one answer. One second, Seth. That's one answer. It's an interesting answer. The Isser to Kahuna is incidental, Ari. It's a result of the Gerushin. But you're not going to describe Gerushin is that now she's Usher to Kohanim. Gerushin is she's no longer mutter to her husband. They severed. And now what? The relationship is severed. She's mutter to everyone else in the world, except for Kohanim. Whereas Kedushin, the Gemara said black on white, what's the definition of Kedushin? She's mutter only to this chasan, and by definition, she's usher to what? And by definition, she's usher to everyone else in the world. That is what Kedushin is. That's why it's kachayv lachrini. If the chasan and kal admit that they're married, you're messing up other people. You follow me, John? That's what Rav Lichtenstein wanted to say. Oh, one second. Another Terrence, later in. Another Terrence. This is what you guys were asking yourselves. The Rashba, the Ritva, the Maisa, and the Rashba say, I want you to get this, the Ritva is in Kedushin, at Samachem and Beis, and the Rashba and Yevomis, on Laman Alpha and Beis say, that get works. Get works, based on Rashi's two reasons. They agree with Rashi. Oh. But the Rashba adds on the following. This is what I think you were driving at. Why is get not chayv lachrini? The Rashba is a kedushin samachem and beis. Why? Because without the gerushin, she'd be usher to who? She'd be usher to everyone in the world. Now that she's a gerushin, she's with the levim and Yisraelim. You follow me? Okay. Now Tosmos and Davdalinum and Aleph by us. We didn't get up to it yet. But Bez Hashem will see it. I want you to get this. Tosus on Daf Dalad Ben Aleph writes that a get is Chayav Lachrini because she's usher to Kohanim. The Pnei Yoshua asks the Stira. The Pnei Yoshua asks the Stira from Tosus on Gimelim and Beis. Our Tosus we're doing right now to Tosus on the bottom of Dalad Ben Aleph. I want you to get it. The Pnei Yoshua asks the Stira. Tosis on the bottom here of Dalad Ben Aleph. You see the last line there? Yitzi, read the last four words of that Tosis. Yitzi Clapper, right? Tosis. Dalad Ben Aleph. You see the next to last Tosis? Go ahead. Yeah, Dalad Ben Aleph. Ubegerishin? Excellent. That's called Chayv Lachrini. So the Pnei Yoshua says, get this down. Gibel Dalad, Gibel Dalad. Gibelum and Beis, Soser Dalam and Af. Two Toysim are arguing. Is get called Chayv Lachrini? Our Toys says no. Ein lecha chesim gedol mizu. It's great. But as bald in. It's hard to imagine our Tosfos is referring to the Gzeiras HaKosov. He didn't say it. You know what I'm saying? He didn't say the Kosov. Hard to say that our Tosfos here was referring to the Gzeiras HaKosov, and that Tosfos is talking about Odas Baldin. Our Tosfos is Ein Lecha Chesim, it's like a Svara. Probably Odas Baldin. So it's a steer. Oh. So what I want to respond is the following. Please get this. Why do you think Tosfos calls it Chav Lachrini, at least on Daf Dalin? Why do you think Tosfos calls it Chav Lachrini? What do you say? Because what happens in the future if her husband what? If her husband dies? She would have been a widow and she would have been mutter to everyone in the world. Now that she's given a get, she's us in the Kohanim. Tosfos looks to the future. You see, we just said from the Rashba, why is get not Chav Lachrini? Why is it get not Chav Lachrini? Because without the get, she'd be us in everyone in the world. So, okay, now she's us only Kohanim, big deal. That's not called Chav Lachrini. Why does Tosfos, who argues that Tosfos at least on Daf Dalet, calls it Chav Lachrini? Because if you look to the future, if the husband would die, and she wouldn't have been given a get, she would have been with everyone in the world. But now that she was given a get, she's us in the Kohanim. So Tosfos looks to the future, the Rifa says, look at right. What's the story right now? Look at the story right now, the Ritva says. And the story right now is, the Rashba says, that she's usher everyone. When she's married, now that she's given a get, she's only usher the Kohanim. That's not called Chayv Lachrini. Tosfos says, well, if in the future he would have died and not been given a get, she'd have been mutter to everyone. Now that she's given a get, she's usher the Kohanim. That's called Chayv Lachrini. So Tosfos Daf Dalet says Chayv Lachrini. Our Tosfos is holding like Rashi, that it's not called Chayv Lachrini. Rashi and Pevav. And why is it not called Chayv Lachrini? Two svaras. Either like Rav Lichtenstein, too indirect, or number two, like who? Like the Rashba, that she would have been ushered to everyone anyway. Without the get. So now that she's given the Kohanim, that's not called what? That's not called Chayv Lachrini. Oh. One more svara, let's just get it. The Nesivis writes, in the Torah's Gittin, in the Nesivis, it's the same Gadol, he wrote the Torah's Gittin on Gittin, we said in the Nesivis. It's Simen Lamed Vav Sifkot Yud, and in the Torah's Gittin, it's Simen Kuf Lamed Sifkot Chof. You know why it's not called Chayv Lachrini? Because he can divorce her at this moment. No big deal. He says he divorced her 5 months ago. You know why he's believed now? And it's not called Chayv Lachrini? Because he can whip out again and also give it to her right now. Since it's Biyoto anyway, that's not called Chayv Lachrini. We believe him to asser her at Kohanim because he could asser her right now at Kohanim. It's Biyodo.
It means
Baal Korcha? Yeah, it could be Baal. Yeah, Baal Korcha. Kodim Kherim Derabin Agirsh. Correct.
It's supposed to be Kiddush.
You're right. Okay. We're talking about Kodim Kherim Derabin Agirsh. But it was Biyodo. He could give it. And therefore, that's called what? That's called Nachayv Lachrini. Okay, we got this? So I want you to get this. Our Tosfos is based on that Rashi and Gittin Peivav. And our Tosfos is against Tosfos on Daf Dalet, the next Daf. Now, there might be a way to solve the two, which we'll get to tomorrow. Okay? But Poshim Shad is a steer between our Tosfos and the other Tosfos. Okay? That's the Poshim Shad. Okay. Now, this also leads to the following. 1 second, Aaron. Because I want to try to finish the Tosfos, okay? Ksav Yodo. If I ask you, what is Ksav Yodo? What is Ksav Yodo? What is it? It's an IOU. In Dinim Omnis, it's an IOU that I owe such and such money. By Gerushin, he's saying that he wrote the get. By Kedushin, he's saying he married her. That's what Ksav Yodo is. There's no Aiden. It's all written from the perspective of the guy, I. Right? That's what Ksav Yodo is. Okay. Let me ask you. Is Ksav Yodo good by Kedushin? What do you say? So I gave you the Tyson Yavomis. Tosfos in Yavamis, on Laman Aleph on the base, Dibra Maskelim Ute, has a suffix. Whether Shtar Kedushin is good, B'Ksav Yodo. And the suffix is, by get it's puzzle because of a date. Right? Because he can write the date anytime he wants. We got through saying earlier this year. Do you need a date on a Shtar Kedushin? Yes or no? No. It's a Meferish Gomar in Yavamis. on Lamed Alpha base, there is no need for a date on a Shtar Kedushin. Please get that down. The Pharisee and Gemara Nivomis on Lamed Alpha base. You don't need a get. You don't need a Zman on a Shtar Kedushin. So I would think, Kosev B'Chsav Yado, Vein Alav Eidin, by get is possible with the Rabbanon. So what about by Shtar Kedushin? Well, Shtar Kedushin, maybe it's good because you don't need what is Zman, so maybe it's good completely. That's Tosis Sufik. Mina Torah, it's good, Ksav Yoda by Kedushin. The suffix is it possible with the Rabbanon? So I want you to get the Shitas. The Rosh in Yevamis and the Rad in Kedushin write that the Ksav Yoda by Kedushin is kosher, both the Rice and the Rabbanon. And the Re was mistopic. Maybe we shouldn't make a difference between Get and Kedushin. If Get is possible with the Rabbanon, Shtar Kedushin should be possible as well. That was the Tosa Suffolk. But the Rosh writes Beferish and the Yevamis and the Rana Kedushin that Ksav Yodo is kosher both the rest of the Rabbanon by Kedushin. Oh. According to Rashi, Seth, why was it Ksav Yodo possible with the Rabbanon? What was the Xera? Excellent. Will that concern be by Kedushin? Why not? According to Rashi, it should be possible with the Rabbanon. Get it down. That theory should exist also by Shtar Kedushin, according to Rashi. So Ksav Yodo by Kedushin should also be possible in the Rabbanon. Ksav Yodo should also be possible in the Rabbanon. Because you might end up not having Ksav Yodo, but end up having the Sofer. So according to Rashi, it should be possible. The Rashba writes, Beferish, please get it. The Rashba says, Beferish, be Yevamis. That by get it's good, because not chav lachrini, or because of the gzeres hakosuf, but the Rashba says Shtar Kedushin is bad, because it is chav lachrini. It is not acceptable. Shtar Kedushin b'chsav yodo is posel midya raisa. It is posel midya raisa, because it is chav lachrini. And we don't say odas baldin kimeidim domi at all. That's the shayla l'maisa, okay? So the Rashba says beferish, it is not acceptable at all. And the Nimuki Yosef quotes this as a machloikis, that maybe only by get it's good, but by kedushin it's not good. He has a machloikis about it. Okay. You hear what I'm saying? So there are three shitas. If I answer Ksav Yado by kedushin, what are the three shitas? Either what? Tosis has a suffix, it's good mina Torah, but he has a suffix with it's possible in Rabbanon. According to Rashi, it should be possible in Rabbanon. According to the Rosh, and who else? No, according to the Russian who? The Rad. We said it's good, mina, good, both the rice and the Rabbanon. And according to the Rashba, it's bad, mina Torah. There are three sheetahs. Okay? Now, I'm thinking to myself, I don't know how on earth the Rush and the Yevamis and the Rad could say it's kosher. What would you say to that? How could they say it's kosher? Is it a Chayv Lachrini? When you say you're married, you're messing up all the other people. What's the pshat? What's the institution of Shtar Kedushin? Where does it come from? Havayu Yitzia. A Hekish. So if Gittin is based on Xerz HaKosov, the Kosov, nothing to do with Odas Baldin. If Ksav Yod is good by Gittin, it also has to be good by Kedushin. This is what the Avdei Miluim discusses. It's Simon Lama Beis Sivkot and Zayin. This is the svar we're giving on our own. Why you would say Ksav Yoda would be acceptable by Kedushin. You follow me? Okay? Oh. You got that? That's the svar we want to give. The Avnei Miluim says it's not equivalent. Why is it not equivalent? Because Gerushin is totally on who? Yossi, you said it a second ago. The husband. All you need is the das of the husband. Bal Korcha. By Kedushin, who do you need the das of? The woman. You need her consent. Therefore, you would not learn out of Hekish in this case. And the Kirin Orin Yevamis learns out, Dover Dover Mimomun. Therefore, Ksav Yod is not acceptable. You need Dover Dover Mimomun. Ksav Yod is not acceptable. Okay. But we have different svaras. But I'm giving you a svara of what we want to say on our own. Why would Ksav Yod be good by Kedushin? It's kind of like me, Joseph Kossel. So it all really starts with that Rashi and Peivov. It all starts with that Rashi and Peivov. Okay? All starts with that Rashi and Tufa. Why is Ksav Yoda good? Oh. Back to the Tosis, Seth. Let's go. Let's finish. We got another minute. Let's finish up the Tosis. Go ahead. So what did Tosis say? Go ahead. Laman Domar. Oh, if it's Ksav Yoda Ve'ed, it's beautiful. Ella, go ahead. But if you hold Ksav Sofer Ve'ed, which is what? There is no Baal Bus written on it. Why do we say that that's kosher? Ksav Sofer Ve'ed, you want to say is kosher? How could it be kosher? Maybe the Sofer wrote it for practice. And he threw it out, and the woman signed an aid on her own. What's the answer? Go ahead. Excellent. What does this mean? We learn. Stam sofer from the Migmar Miri. Midyaraisa, we're never concerned. Ksav sofer the aid is acceptable. It's fine. We're not cautious that maybe what? There's going to be a stumbling block and maybe he wrote it in practice. That's never, we're never cautious for that meteorite. But the last line of Tosas Umiu, Midrabana, we're a little nervous. And Midrabana, we're not going to be considered the sofer always to be what? Always to be considered to be an aid. That's what it means, Ein Regilus. The Rabana, we're cautious that the sofer might not be careful. Therefore, we don't always consider the sofer lechachila to be like an aid. So ksav sofer ve'aid is what? Ksav sofer ve'aid is what? Is only good b'di'evit. Lechachila, it is puzzle. Ksav sofer ve'aid is only considered to be an aid b'di'evit. Because minat Torah, we have like stam sifra mikra b'ri. Midrabana, we're a little bit worried about it, and therefore we puzzle. You follow me? Only lechachila. That's the way the Yisabrach is masked with the Tais. I want you to get it. Miu, what does Miu mean? Miu means Midrabana. That last punchline, Seth. Miu ain't Regilus Legabri. We're not going to be 100 foolproof. The Rabana is still a little worried. Therefore, L'chachila, we're not going to consider the Sofer like an aid. B'di'evin, we will. Not L'chachila. You got me? But the bottom, the Chiddush of this Tais is Ein L'chassina G'dolzu. Where did he get it from? Hashem Shadi Men Holdas Baal Din. Or he could have meant that there's a kusav of a kusav of Rashi. That opens a whole Pandora's box that we went through the whole Mahalach. Okay, now tomorrow I'll be a little bit late to Seder, so I'm going to give Yossi the Marmakaibis. So everyone should get the Marmakaibis from Yossi on time. Okay? I should be there about 9:45 a little bit, but I'll give the Marmakaibis up. Okay, we'll stop here. All right, guys are over, guys. I'm proud of you guys. Okay, let's dive a bit. Oh.